Oh, Jimmy!
Oh, gee, Judy. What do you want now?
Did you hear what that man on the other side of the record said?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you hear him, Cinnamon Bear?
I'm afraid I didn't, Judy. I was pretty absorbed in this extra yummy cinnamon bun. What man do you mean?
Why, the man on the other side of the record.
What record?
Well, this record, the one we're on. Haven't you noticed we're going round and around?
Gee willikers, we sure are going around all right.
Well, after all our adventures in Maybeland, nothing surprises me anymore.
Well, what about this man on the other side of the record, Judy? What did he say?
He was telling the people...
What people?
I don't know. Well, some people who want to know about us, maybe. Well, anyway, he told them if they'd turn the record over, we'd say something about the most wonderful adventures we had while we were looking for our silver star.
Oh, he did he? Huh. What right has he got to be saying we'll do something without asking us first?
Watch it, Cinnamon Bear. You remember what happened when you got funny with that roly-poly policeman?
Yes, don't be that way, Cinnamon Bear. Besides, we've got to think of something to tell the people.
Do you suppose we ought to tell them how we found Patty O'Cinnamon in that old trunk in the attic while we were hunting for our lost silver star?
I just thought we'd never get it back in time to put on top of our Christmas tree.
We wouldn't if it hadn't been for Cinnamon Bear.
Oh, sure, and it wasn't much I did for you.
It was so. Remember, it was you who told us how the crazy quilt dragon had stolen our star out of the trunk.
And you showed us how to degrow.
And if you hadn't, we never, never would have been able to get into Maybeland and chase the crazy quilt dragon.
My gracious. He sure turned out to be an overstuffed nuisance, didn't he?
Remember how funny it was when we finally cornered him on that cliff over the Root Beer Ocean?
He just wouldn't give up the star. But he sure acted different when we yelled boo at him.
Yes, sir, he jumped right off of the cliff and kersplash.
Remember how he told us never to say boo to a crazy quilt dragon? Remember what he said?
Don't ever say boo to a crazy quilt dragon. No, never, not even in fun. Remember, a crazy quilt's colors are fast and are guaranteed never to run.
Oh, me, oh, my. But that was just the beginning of our troubles. Crazy Quilt had to go and lose the star in the Root Beer Ocean.
Yes, but he turned out to be a pretty good dragon after all. If he hadn't come to our rescue, those awful inkaboos would sure have dropped us in that immense inkwell.
Maybe we could explain how Wesley the Wailing Whale swallowed our star, and Crazy Quilt had to tickle him in order to get it back.
Goodness, Cinnamon Bear, I can't figure out what to tell the people. Oh, how about the time we were captured by pirates? That was sure scary for a while, and...
Jiminy Crickets! Look, we're getting farther and farther out on this record. Does it make you dizzy, Patty O'Cinnamon?
Not in the least wise, Jimmy. But if I could only lay me hands on that smart aleck on the other side, I'd make him dizzy. Garrah!
Now be good, Cinnamon Bear. And remember, we were talking about the pirates and how they turned out to be so nice.
They were swell, especially Captain Taffy. I wonder if they ever got that big hoard of yummy marshmallows they were hunting for.
They were regular, all right. You know, I like that song they used to sing. I tried to whistle it, if they hadn't forgot to put a whistle in me when I was made.
Let's see. Now, how did it go? They always sort of shouted when they sang.
Candy ho, candy ho, there's candy to the starboard. Sing your ho ho and a bottle of pop. Candy ho, candy ho, there's candy to the starboard. Sing your ho ho and a bottle of pop.
I'll sure never forget that song, but I can't remember what to tell the folks, Judy.
How about when Crazy Quilt was bewitched and stole the star again and ran right through the picture frame into the magic forest?
Oh, yes. That's where we met Fraidy Cat and the Rhyming Rabbit.
And Fee-Fo, the gentle giant. I've got it. Let's tell them about that awful, terrible old wintergreen witch and how she almost changed us and Crazy Quilt into a pincushion, a doormat, and two white mice.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that, Jimmy. It might scare them.
Well... Remember Snapper Snick the crooning crocodile?
Heavenly days. Now look. Look how close we're getting to the edge of this record. And speaking of records, I wonder if that fellow on the other side still wants to make something out of it. Garrah.
Now we've no time for that sort of thing, Cinnamon Bear. You must hurry and think of something.
Why don't you take my advice and tell him what a no-good dragon Crazy Quill turned out to be?
Don't be mean. You're just jealous, that's all.
Oh, is that so?
Didn't Crazy Quill stand by us through all the rest of our pretty awful adventures? And remember what fun we had with him when we got up in the snow country. I think we had more lovely times with those nice little folks in Santa Claus country than anything.
I still say that Crazy Quilt's a red, green, yellow, and blue so-and-so.
I guess he's right, Judy. Remember what happened right at the end of our adventures? Remember after Santa Claus had gotten our star back for us? Crazy Quilt just...
One moment, please, Jimmy. I just happened to remember. That's not so good show business.
What do you mean, Cinnamon Bear?
Well, my cousin, Curly Q O'Cinnamon, was in a puppet show once, and he said you should always leave the people asking for more.
Willikers, maybe that's what we'd better do.
But we haven't decided what to tell him. I know what to do.
What?
Well, I heard that man on the other side of the record say...
Oh, so he's talking out of turn again, huh? Well, just wait.
Listen,
I'll take...
He said that they had made transcriptions of every last one of our adventures.
Yeah, and... wait. What is this transcription business?
I don't know exactly, but it's just like a radio program, and it's wonderful, too, because you can just hear everything that happened to us.
Willikers, just like magic. Well, then, all we have to do is to tell the people to listen and find out all about our really, truly trip through Maybeland.
Oh, dear, Jimmy, we've just got to stop pretty quick now. Look how close we are to the edge of this big record.
Come on, Cinnamon Bear.
So that smarty on the other side went and made made things, huh? Just wait. Eavesdropping, huh? Garrot.
Better hurry, Cinnamon Bear.
Not much room left on this record. Better be nice and tell the people goodbye.
Bless my stuffings, yes. Almost forgot. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
And a Merry Christmas to you all. And, well, right now I got a little business to attend to on the other side of the record. Gonna teach a fella that it doesn't pay to trifle with a Cinnamon Bear who has an extra special ferocious growl. In the meantime, we'll see you all later at the Christmas Tree Parade.
Yes, indeed. And we know you're going to want to learn more about the Cinnamon Bear and all his strange friends. If you'll just drop a note of inquiry to the Radio Transcription Company of America at the address on the envelope in which this record came to you, we'll be glad to send you full particulars. Thank you all.